My name's Tony Roach. I'm an ex-South Wales police officer of 18 years service. Basically, I was targeted by the senior management. They conducted an 18-month COVID police operation against me. I was subject to entrapments. They've been inside my house when I wasn't here. They've involved three Welsh police forces following me on surveillance, and towards the end, I was obviously involved in police stings, and there was nothing they can get me for any criminality. So hence, I was told to go to a gross misconduct, and I was dismissed without notice. There was evidence which wouldn't South Wales Police, and they still won't provide it. I've tried to take them to the county court. But on top of that, more worrying, the senior officer, Richard Lewis, ACC, who was head of the PSD, and the PSD is the Professional Standards Department. I've also got documentation. He was also heavily involved in my unlawful investigation, and then he sat and chaired my misconduct panel with another senior officer who's in charge of the investigation. And South Wales Police, they know I've got the evidence, and they refuse to give me an appeal. I've just got to say, the things which I was dismissed for were very minor. They said I left work half hour early to go play football for the force. They said my pocket notebook wasn't up to date. And they were all minor. And I've asked for certain data to corroborate that, I've done more well and above the hours I was supposed to do. I was in work an hour early when they say in certain times, and they've even refused to give me my phone records, what they used in interview, to obviously establish I was working out of hours, over and above, never claimed for any overtime. But on top of that, I've also now got evidence where they've also used undercover police officers purporting to be HMRC investigators. So,
But
and where we
obviously
are
they've
today.
gone for you. The reason they went for you, Tony, which you didn't really include in there, is the fact that you were investigating the nightclub scene and pubs in Carlton
That's
City
right.
Centre, and that's really what the start of it all was. But anyway, what do you make of the decision in London to finally sack this guy? Apparently, he was able to commit various crimes, including assault, rape, this sort of thing, imprisonment, kidnapping for 20 years without any sanctions. And I suppose the obvious caveat here is it's good that finally he's been brought to justice, but Priti Patel didn't seem to do anything about it during her term, and she must have known about it. So how can things like this happen?
I'll tell you nowhere, Tony. I just going back briefly to my case. I've written to the two prime ministers, Theresa May, Boris Johnson, and Priti Patel, and not one of them responded. And you get a automated letter back. You've got to go to the Home Office. The Home Office then will say you've got to go back to your own police force, professional standards, to make a complaint about the officers who's committed certain criminal acts. The professional standards will not investigate, and I can prove all that. And they take you through the merry-go-round, and then they say, if you're not happy with our decision, we're not doing this, we're not doing that, it goes to the IOPC. The IOPC are supposed to be totally independent, and it seems to me that especially when it's senior officers, they will not investigate. Now, I'll come back to Carrick now, but going back to my case, I've invited the head of the IOPC, Catherine Evans, for a meeting to expose the evidence I've got of serious corruption within South Wales Police. She has refused. The chief constable has refused, and the crime commissioner. And then it's just a merry-go-round, and the system is any law-abiding person who wants to make a complaint, the system, and I can see it's geared for obviously a failure for you to go away and not make a complaint.
Well, it seems to me you've got a system whereby if someone in a senior position decides that someone is rocking the boat, then they can easily be gotten rid of, like you. Well, it wasn't that easy, but they did. Whereas the rocking the boat seems to be a very important thing to do, because the senior people, as we've seen in the Met, have been protecting. I mean, this guy as a firearms officer, for goodness sake. But yes. Anyway, the obvious question is how to fix this. What do you think?
I think there's got to be a restructure. The professional standards department, I don't think they should be police officers, because a lot of these police officers in those departments, especially in South Wales, I know they've been involved in serious corruption. And the IOPC, it's got to be disbanded. The first thing they say, we're totally independent of the police, and that's not the truth. It's the Home Office, Priti Patel. You know, what I've explained to her, I've emailed her, sent her letters. She hasn't come back. I have emailed now Suella Braverman to see if she's going to respond to what I've got. But I think it's a culture institutional thing within the police force. A lot of people are afraid to, I was told as well, I was under pressure in the licensing department. I was told if I didn't like it, I'll be sent back out in uniform, in a rough part of Cardiff. Not that bothered me, because, I've done all that. And it's all these threats, and it's like the boys' club culture. But I think the professional standards needs to be investigated. There's got to be some sort of system where Joe Public, they can make a complaint and feel as though it's going to be investigated. I've had an inspector now phone me up about 2 weeks ago. He was asking me exactly what I wanted, what legal representation I've got. I've explained that South Wales Police Crime Commissioner Alan Michael has perverted the course of justice. I've invited him to come and see the evidence, and he flatly refused because he knows the evidence I've got. So if they're doing this to police officers, what are they going to do to the public?
He doesn't want to open this can of worms, does he? He just wants to try and sort your situation out.
Exactly. And if they're doing this to their own, and I know the rules and regulations, and you look at Joe Public, I can see why they don't want to approach the police and make complaints, because confidence is at an all-time low. And I think the Home Office now should, not just because of Carrick's case, I think, where there's serious allegations, they've got to be investigated. They can't just turn around and, fob it off. And this is what's happening to a lot of the public as well.
Well, look, I mean, your case was really related to gangsters in Cardiff, obviously having some kind of links, whether it's financial or otherwise, to the senior police at South Wales Police.
That's right.
Leaning on the police to get rid of you because you were actually doing your job. I mean, you think of this also maybe a senior level in the Met, where you've got criminal police who are actually, it's almost like a kind of clique culture, where if you're in the clique at the top of the police, then it doesn't matter what you do, you'll stay in. And this actually sounds almost like the Met has been being run by like some sort of gang, a gangsters.
Yeah, well, you've got the commissioner now, the assistant commissioner, Matt Dukes, who's the chief constable. And he knows exactly what my case was, the evidence I've got, with his senior officer at the time, Assistant Chief Constable Richard Lewis. And he's never, ever responded or agreed to a meeting. And then he's posted now. So he's, kept everything quiet and shied away. And now he's, up in the Met as a commissioner. And it's wrong. You've got these people at the top. They should be accountable for what they're doing. And, they're getting paid huge salaries. They came up with the old rubbish, honest integrity. Well, I'm sorry. It's got to change. And I've asked now the Home Office to contact me again, because Same with the public. You go on a merry-go-round, and I could see these people with Carrick. They probably have made complaints. And what's a complaint? The system, it's wrong. It's got to be looked at. That system goes, you make a complaint, it'll go straight to their professional standards department within their force. And then they do nothing. They cover up, refuse to investigate. And then they say, if you're not happy, complain to the IOPC. You go to the IOPC, and they'll deal with it X amount of time, or don't do nothing at all. And they say they're totally independent, but what they do, and others will say, they're looking for ways to get out of you not making pursuing a complaint.
Yeah, but Mark Rowley, he seems to have acted this time, doesn't he? As he's come in as chief, he's saying, well, we've got this case that's been sitting here. Pretty Patel's done nothing about it. Cressida Dick's done nothing about it, but I'm going to act. So at least surely this sends the right kind of message.
Yeah, it's to be honest, Mark Rowley, I don't know the guy, but what I've seen, I do like about him. He seems thorough. He wants to rid corruption within his force. And it's a pity. Like I said, Alan Michael, he's committed a criminal offence, and I can prove this. He's a commissioner, South Wales Police. He even gone online saying he will never ever sack any of his chief constables. So what message does that stand out?
Tony Roach, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.